السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today we continue with Surah Fatir, chapter number 35 and verses number 9 right up to verse number 14. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that He created the entire universe, the sun, the moon, the celestial creation, terrestrial creation, and there was no diagram, there was no miniature model, nothing. And Allah is the only Khaliq creator. And today when we want to build a house, block of flat, skyscraper, we want to see this model, that diagram. Allah don't need all these things here. And when Allah wants to give you something, فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا, then none can hold it back and withhold it. And if Almighty Allah does not want to give you, then فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ, then none can give it to you after that. So everything is in the control, authority, sovereignty, majesty of Almighty Allah. So Allah is addressing human beings and creation. Remember the bounties and favors of Almighty Allah that are recurring, showering upon you. Who is sustaining me and you? We sleep, we inhale, we exhale, and we eat, we drink, everything, oxygen, whatever, sunlight, all that, water, rain, all comes from Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, and it's free of charge. Do we pay Almighty Allah for inhaling, exhaling? Do we pay Almighty Allah for the oxygen? Do we pay Almighty Allah for the rain? Nay, Allah says, I'm giving you all this. You must be loyal to me. You must be a slave of mine that is dedicated, devoted to me. Not you go and trample upon my laws and then to please people. And thereafter you are displeasing Almighty Allah. So therefore Almighty Allah warns us, Inna shaitana lakum aduun fattakhidhu aduwa. Don't get deceived with this worldly life. And don't get deceived by Lucifer and shaitan, because he is your enemy, and treat him as your enemy. You must oppose him and don't take, say, no, I can compromise here, because he and his cronies, he and his party, innama fahasar and qasar, yad'u hizbahu. So remember that he and his party, they are calling, liyakunu min ashabi sa'ir, so that they must be from the people, companions of the fire. And then the people who have iman and righteous deeds, for them is forgiveness. Wa ajrun kabir, and a magnificent reward from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And thereafter, Almighty Allah is teaching us that people who are dying as non-Muslims, فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتِ, don't have too much regret, remorse over them, because they had enough opportunities, enough occasions. So Mustafa, رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest lover of humanity, wanted for them and jinnat, everyone should enter Jannah. So Allah says, don't cry too much, don't be worried too much about them, that Allah Ta'ala gave them enough, you must remember, opportunities. So that is what the Quranic message is. Surah 35, and that is Surah Fatir, and verse number 9 to verse number 14. So Almighty Allah is teaching us His power, His majesty, authority, sovereignty. وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحِ, and Almighty Allah sends the winds. When the winds start blowing and gusting, what must we read? اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْهَا رِيَاحًا وَلَا تَجْعَلْهَا رِيحًا. Oh Almighty Allah, make it a beneficial rain or beneficial wind. When it's raining, اللَّهُمَّ صَيِّبَ النَّافِعَ, Ya Allah, make the rain beneficial rain. And Ya Almighty Allah, make the wind a beneficial wind and not a destructive wind. We see what's happening in different parts of the world, that such hurricanes, wind comes and it blows over the buildings and cars. So Allahumma ij'alha riyahan wa la taj'alha rihan. Open Mishkat Sharif, you will find it there. Wallahu alladhi arsala riyah, Allah Ta'ala sends the winds. Then what does the wind do? فَتُثِيرُ سَحَابًا, then it makes the clouds, it raises the clouds. Now the clouds come up and so forth. So now it brings hopes, it brings aspirations that the farmers are expecting rain because they need the rain for their farms and orchards and for their crops and so forth. So all this فَتُثِيرُ سَحَابًا. So these winds, they make the clouds, they raise the clouds and so forth. فَسُقْنَاهُ, then we drive it, we push it. Allah Ta'ala says, we, to stamp His authority, who can make the cloud move, who can make the rain come? Only Almighty Allah. Hence we push it and drive it, these clouds, إِلَىٰ بَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ, to dead towns and cities that are dead, that are dry. No rain. See Somalia, 40 years, the worst drought, the worst famine. Allah Jalla wa'ala make easy for them. Allah send the rain to them, and every droplet of rain is the mercy of Almighty Allah. يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَتُوا وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَةً. People became despondent, disillusioned. Then Allah sent the rain and scattered His mercy, Quran says. Now what happens? Now the rain comes. You look at the lawn, you look at the orchard, you look at the farms, you look at the harvest. فَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. So for a ta'qib, hence subsequently we gave life to the land and the sand through that water, bihi, or through that wind, remember that, and then the water. So through that water we gave life to this dead land and dead piece of earth. So now everything, the flora, the fauna, the fruit, the vegetation, everything coming, ba'da mawtiha, after it was dead. Mawtiha, mawtil ard, the earth was dead, the land and sand were dead. كَذَٰلِكَ النُّشُورِ, every season, every year you're seeing this. Similarly will be the resurrection. Almighty Allah gives us, we enjoy ourselves here 30, 50, 60, 80, 100 years. Then we die, our bodies become decomposed, disintegrated. The non-Muslims came to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, may yuhyil idhama wa yaramim, that who will give life to these bones after they have decomposed and they have disintegrated? You answer them, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibana sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. The same Allah who gave life to you the first time, He will resurrect you. Surah Yasin, chapter number 36 and verses 78 and 79. So Almighty Allah is Khaliq and Khalaq, that the only one who creates, and He created everything, the entire universe, cosmos and creation, call whatever you want to. Now people, we love honor, we love power. So Almighty Allah states, Man kana yuridu al-izza, whosoever wants the honor and he wants the power, فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا لَا مِتَمْلِيكُ. So all the honor, all the power is vested there by Almighty Allah. So when Allah has everything, so why do we want to curry favor with politicians, governments and people? And in the process, we trample so many laws and break so many laws of Almighty Allah. Then when Allah disgraces us, Allah forbid. Surah number 22 and verse number 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. When Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala disgraces a person, then there's none at all to give him or her honor. How many presidents, prime ministers, kings, crown prince, all thus disgraced, humiliated. Nobody can give them honor. They have millions and billions of dollars and oil and what have you, but humiliated, disgraced across the world. So that is the system of Almighty Allah, chapter 22, verse 18. So Allah Ta'ala, everything is in His hands, under His authority and majesty. إِلَيْهِ, to Him Almighty Allah alone, يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ, the pure words, the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, when a person reads it with his tongue, from the inner recesses of his heart, with sincerity, then it goes up to Almighty Allah, a sign of qabooliyat, acceptance and approval by Almighty Allah. But the hypocrites, they read it from the tip of their tongue, then it is rejected, and then they themselves, if they die in that state and condition, then they land up where? Surah 4, verse 145, in the lowest layer of Jahannam. Allah protect us all. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ, there they will be dispatched to the lowest layer and place there of Jahannam and hellfire. وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَوُ, and the good deeds, they rise up. Rise up means a sign of approval and acceptance. Therefore, any good deed we do, we can't be gratified and satisfied and complacent. Nay, always beg Allah. What we're going to beg Almighty Allah? That the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Oh beloved Allah, that you accept. So if you understand Arabic, taqabbal is from tafa'ul, which means this is surah number 2 and verse number 127. Surah 2, verse 1, chapter 2, verse 127. So ya Allah, accept it, although it is not worthy of acceptance. You see, that is the real meaning. So out of your benevolence, out of your grace, accept it, ya Allah. So that is what we are begging Allah. We perform hajj, umrah, tafsir, hadith, any good deed, so charity, salat, so ask Allah for acceptance. Because Allah only accepts from people of taqwa and piety. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, Allah Ta'ala accepts only from them. Now the opposite, today look at the enemies of Islam, they got think tanks, they got politicians, they got some so-called Muslims who are sellouts and traitors to Islam and Muslims. وَالَّذِينَ, and those people, يَمْكُرُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, we must visualize it. Allah mentions it in the present tense, future tense. They are and they will be plotting, planning, scheming the evil things against Islam and Muslims. لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ, for them is a severe punishment. Look at the enemies of Islam, how humiliated they are. Look at occupied Palestine, look at other parts of the world, Kashmir and so forth. all these haramis and shaitan, how Almighty Allah is humiliating them. If you don't understand word harami, it means an illegitimate child, a bee. وَمَكْرُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُوَ يَبُورُ. And the plotting, planning of these people is destined for destruction, for failure. وَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا بُورًا. So بُورًا is the masdar, the verbal noun, and يَبُور. So that is the verb, that they will be continuously failures, although they think that they are successful. Almighty Allah is teaching us, look at your origin. Go back to your spiritual father, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Wallahu khalaqakum min turabin. Almighty Allah created you from sand and dust, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Thereafter, the progeny of Adam alayhi salam. So the husband and wife, they met, and intercourse and conjugal relationship, and thereafter the children came. Thumma min nutfatin, then from the semen and the sperm. Thumma ja'alakum azwaja, then Almighty Allah made you into pairs. That husband, then wife, and then children, grandchildren, all that. Now Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant some couple children. But is the children they making it, or Allah is creating it? Only Allah. وَمَا تَحْمِلُ مِنْ أُنْثَىٰ. And whatever the female is carrying, the boy or the girl, the twins or triplets. وَلَا تَدَعُ. And whenever she gives birth, إِلَّا بِعِلْمِ. Everything is with the knowledge of Allah. Not what the doctor says and the gynecologist say. How many a times they get the gender also wrong. And today's satanic society, they're saying gender got nothing to do with the private. It's everything in the mind. That the boy says, I'm girl, then they write girl. She girl writes, I'm boy, they write boy. They say genderless society. All this is part of Dajjal, the great, great, greatest deceiver. How he deceives and beguiles societies and communities. So the satanic approach, remember, to destroy the family structure, family life. So nevertheless, so whether it is fair in complexion, dark in complexion, what color eyes, how many hair, can the gynecologist tell you that? Can the all this hair, cameras and x-rays tell you? No. So conclusively, only Almighty Allah knows. And the life we enjoy, 100, 200, 500 years, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years. So long, long life, or the short life, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is, everything happens with the decree and the power of Allah, not with our degrees. وَمَا يُعَمَّرُ مِن مُعَمَّرُ. And remember that when Allah gives a person long life, مُعَمَّر. وَلَا يُنْقَسُ مِنْ أُمُرِهِ. And Allah Ta'ala gives a person short life. So everything is the decree of Allah. إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ. So all this is in the book, the Lawh-e Mahfuz. Taqdeer, Mustafa, Taqdeer means our destiny. And it is an article of faith. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Good, bad, happy, sad. Everything comes from whom? From Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So that is what we must understand, and that is what we believe in. So nevertheless, the point I'm making here is this. In Tirmidhi Sharif, this hadith, أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي بَيْنَ السِّتِينَ وَالسَّبْعِينَ. The average age of this ummah is between 60 and 70. وَأَقَلُّهُمْ مَنْ يُجَاوِذُ ذَلِكَ. Very few people go beyond that. If you look at myself, I'm in that age group between 60 and 70. So Allah Jalla wa'ala keep us with afiyat and honor and dignity, iman and Islam. Make our khatima and ending on iman and Islam, and the best day in our life to meet our beloved Creator. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. And for Almighty Allah, all that is very easy. Give long life, short life, everything for Allah is easy. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْبَحْرَانِ. And look at the two oceans. Go to Cape Town, Indian Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean. They are joining one another. مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ يَلْتَقِيَانِ. But between them, there's a barrier. But you go to the oceanologist and this ologist and that oceanologist, whatever you want to call them. So ask them, tell me, where's the barrier? They say, there's no barrier. So we ask them, how come the color is different? How come the temperature is different? How come, remember, the taste also is different? They can't answer. We tell them, see what Quran says. Hada adbun furat, that this one here is how it is palatable, that adbun, it is pleasant, and adbun, to be pleasant, and furat, it is sweet. You see, there in Iraq you get furat and Dijla, the Euphrates and the Tigris. So adbun, pleasant, and furatun, sweet. Sa'igun sharabu, and the water is palatable, you can drink it. And so وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ, and this one is salty and bitter. So subhanallah, this side is like that, that side is like that. Temperature different, color different, taste different, all this happens. وَمِنْ كُلِّنْ تَاكُلُونَ, and from both oceans you are consuming and eating. لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا, the fresh fish, the fresh, fresh flesh. Fresh, fresh, that is tariya. And lahma, the flesh, meaning the fish. So everybody agrees that fish of the ocean, dam, river is permissible. There's no argument. Yes, besides fish and all that, then there's difference of opinion. Hanafis say non-fish not permissible. For example, all this calamari and crabs and all that, Hanafis not permissible. But Shafis and them say all permissible, illa dhifda, except the frog, because the hadith in Abu Dawood, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an qatli dhifda. So that is academic discussion. وَتَسْتَخْرِجُونَ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا, and you extract the adornment, and remember the rubies and the pearls and all that which you are wearing, you extract it from the ocean. And then where's the logic? You take 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand coin, you throw it, it goes down. But the passenger liners, cargo liner, tons and tons they are weighing. What are the fulka fihi? You see the ships and the boats in the ocean. Mawakhira, they gliding and plowing through the water. And they are above the water. They don't go down. The people don't drown. The ships don't sink. Yes, sometimes they sing to show you the power of Allah, but normally they reach the destination so that you can seek the grace of Allah, the sustenance provision. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and so that you are grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah. يُغْلِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ, Almighty Allah lets the night enter in the day. وَيُغْلِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ, and the day enter in the night. Summertime, long, long days, short, short nights. Wintertime, long, long nights and short, short days. Who makes all that happen? فِي اللَّيْلِ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ, and he made subservient the sun and the moon for benefit of human being, because we are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. كُلُّ يَجْرِي لِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, each one of them are on the move for a fixed period. You see the moon, so every day, every month, 29 days pass, then we say, look for the moon, the crescent, the hilal, and after 29 days, if it is sighted, then the next day is the first. Not sighted, then next day is 30th, then the first. So that is how Islam works. Qamar, the increase and decrease, the waxing and waning, and shams. So it's got its own cycle, sunrise, sunset, and it carries on million, million years, and with precision and accuracy. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ, that is your sustainer, nourisher, provider. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ, it belongs only, solely, exclusively to him, the kingdom and sovereignty of the entire universe. وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ, and those of you who are calling besides Almighty Allah, thus idols and this deity and so forth, مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِتْمِيرٍ, they don't even possess the qitmir. To understand the glory, beauty of Quran, take a date. Then you open the date. And if you chew it, then you will find that pit, that seed there. Look at that seed, you will find like a line there. On that line, you will find like a white substance, white thing going around. So that small little white string, let's call it a string, so that there is called Qitmir, tiny little portion. So these idols and deities, they don't even possess the smallest, tiniest portion in the universe. In tad'uhum, if you worship them, call them, la yasma'u du'akum, they cannot hear your dua and supplication. And walau sami'u, hypothetically, even if they hear, remember, what can they do? Mastajabu lakum, then they cannot listen to you and fulfill your hopes, your aspirations, your prayers and all that. Cry to Allah alone. Rabbukum ud'uni astajib lakum. Beg of me, ask me, and I will respond to your du'as and supplications. And then these very idols, on day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will give them the power of speech. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Qiyamah, the day of standing, the day of resurrection. So يَكْفُرُونَ بِشِرْكِكُمْ They will be rejecting your ascribing them to Almighty Allah. That this is the God, this is the deity, this is the intermediary. You ask them, why are you worshipping the idol? He says, no. Namana abuduhum illa liyuqarribuna ila Allah zulfa. They will take us nearer to Almighty Allah. All that he rejected. And who is telling us all this? Wala yunabbi'uka mithlu khabir. No one will give you information similar to khabir, Almighty Allah, who's all-knowing, all-aware. He knows past, present, future. His knowledge all-embracing, all-encompassing. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah. May Almighty Allah envelope us in His mercy. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.